Welcome to Storytime with Chava. Today's story is taken from the Gemara and is translated by Chabad.org. It is called The Caving Walls of the Study Hall, the Beis Medrash. An oven that was cut into parts and sand was placed between the parts. Rabbi Eliezer maintained that it is pure, meaning it cannot become tamei. The other Chachamim said that it is susceptible to ritual impurity. It can become tamei. On that day, Rabbi Eliezer brought them all sorts of proofs, but they were rejected. Said he to them, "If the law is as I say, may the carob tree prove it." The carob tree was uprooted from its place a distance of 100 cubits, others say 400 cubits. Said they, the Chachamim, to him, "One cannot prove anything from a carob tree." Said Rabbi Eliezer to them, "If the law, if the halacha is as I say, may the aqueduct prove it." And the water in the aqueduct began to flow backwards. Said they to him, one cannot prove anything from an aqueduct." Said he to them, "If the halacha is as I say, then may the walls of the house of study prove it." The Beis Medrash walls began to cave in. Rabbi Yeshua rebuked them, "If Torah scholars are debating a point of Jewish law, what are your qualifications to intervene?" So the walls did not fall in deference to Rabbi Yeshua, nor do they straighten up in deference to Rabbi Eliezer. They still stand there at a slant. Said he to them, "If the law, if the halacha is as I say, may it be proven from heaven." There then issued a heavenly voice, a bas call, which proclaimed, "What do you want of Rabbi Eliezer? The law is as he says." Rabbi Yeshua stood on his feet and said, "Tyre lei b'shamayim he, the Tyre is not in heaven. We take no notice of heavenly voices, since you, Hashem, have already at Har Sinai written in the Torah to follow the majority." Rabbi Nassan later on met Rabbi Eliyahu Hanavi and asked him, "What did Hashem do at that moment?" Eliyahu replied, "Hashem smiled and said, 'My children have triumphed over me. My children have won over me.'"